Rob Hessler here with another episode of Art on the Air, my weekly Do Savannah special. Got a great episode lined up for you, connected with some old Savannah favorites, Karen Abbato and Corey Houlihan, who about a year and a half ago, due to Karen's aging mother, ended up moving up to Delaware. But that's not the whole story. The day before they left, Karen got some troubling health news, and it began a journey for the couple that I think you're going to really be inspired by, and you're going to love hearing them tell it. So I don't want to give away too many of the details there. You're going to just have to hear that in the interview. Wanted to mention, of course, you can catch past episodes of my weekly Do Savannah Art on the Air special, including my corresponding Art Off the Air column, right here at dosavannah.com. Last week, I spoke with jeweler Danielle Hughes, as well as Beth Logan and Peter Roberts about the Hospice Savannah Summer Nights Auction and Party. So you can catch both of those there. And you can catch some past episodes as well by folks such as Katie Glusica, James Graham, and Addie Jo Bannerman. But let's get into this week's interview. Again, here's Karen Abbato and Corey Houlihan talking about their art and their life and their experience of moving up to Delaware. Enjoy.
Rob Hessler here with Art on the Air. I am speaking by telephone to two folks that you might be familiar with, although they are no longer in Savannah, Karen Abbato and Corey Houlihan, and we're going to be talking about essentially what they've been up to in the year and a half since they left. So I don't usually have artists who don't live in Savannah on the radio show, you two, but I always enjoyed seeing you, Karen, over at Sulphur Studios, and I had just started to get to know you, Corey, before you moved away. And I really just wanted to check back in and see what you've been up to, because I know that you've been on quite a journey over the last year and a half. So why don't we start from the beginning then? Why did you decide to leave Savannah, and where did you go?
So my mother, this is Karen, my mother has been living in Delaware for 20-something years, and she's aging, you know, she's mid-80s. And it just seems, it seemed like the best time to come up here and sort of live closer to her and make sure she gets to stay in her house, pretty much, is what our sentiment was. We took a trip up here a couple of years ago, and on the way out of town, both of us looked at each other and almost simultaneously said, maybe it's time to move here. So it just seemed like the right thing to do.
All right, so moving up to Delaware obviously is quite a big change from Savannah. What were your plans? I mean, other than obviously you want to be there for your mom there, Karen, but what are your what were your plans moving up there? Because, you know, the two of you aren't exactly retirement age. You've got a, you know, plenty of things on your mind, plenty of plans ahead of you. So what were you kind of thinking for yourselves when you moved up there?
Well, we're kind of open, so we always have, like, big ideas and big dreams, and I think they're fairly executable anywhere. You know, some spots are better than others as far as, like, trendy cities or things like that. I mean, we live in a really rural area, like, super rural, but it's also, we're 5 miles from the beach, so it's a beach community at the same time. It's kind of like Long Island. I'm not sure how familiar you are, but I grew up on Long Island, and it almost has the same kind of vibe as Long Island before it was stripped of, like, the actual fishermen and the actual farmers. But so anyway, so we have like lots of ideas about like owning real estate and having rental properties and things like that, which we've begun working on, which, you know, is not necessarily pandemic friendly, so that kind of put its wits in everything as well. But, you know, we're artists, and so basically what we do is anything we ever do financially is just to be able to do all the have-tos in life so that we can continue to create art or music or writing or whatever we're into at the time.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, I think, you know, for those who aren't, you know, I mentioned Karen's studio right inside of Sulphur. It was right next to Jennifer Moss's studio, for my listeners who are familiar with where Amiri Ferris's studio is. That was Karen's old studio. And Corey's work was up as part of the On View window gallery shows that were happening and have been happening in the former residence space at Sulphur Studios. Corey and Michael Mahaffey, a frequent guest on Art on the Air, were both featured in that to begin. And I thought it was kind of funny, Corey, that you were not entirely familiar that you were having a show, which I think is kind of hilarious. But obviously, so you move up there and you've got some ideas about, you know, kind of rebuilding your life, what you're going to do for yourselves up there. First of all, though, I mean, that's quite a change. I mean, I know you say it kind of reminded you of Long Island, and it's not like Savannah is some major metropolitan area or anything like that, but it was kind of, it's a growing city. Well, pre-pandemic, it was a growing city, lots of restaurants, lots of galleries, lots of things to do, and you find yourself in a kind of fishing community? I mean, that must have felt very different.
It's more cornfields here.
Well, cornfields and fishermen.
But, you know, I grew up in the Maryland area. Maryland, and spent a lot of time up in D.C., and then Corey and I, of course, met in New York. But we're surrounded by Philly, Manhattan, D.C., and Baltimore. And so, you know, there was an element, I think, in our lives of wanting a bigger city close by.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to live in one close enough to where my mom was to, you know, sort of help her. It just seems like a wonderful compromise to live rurally but close to the beach and then be able to drive in a couple of hours to any of those cities.
Definitely a huge change. I mean, we loved living in Savannah, and we saw, like, amazing growth there while we were there, and lots of things popping up, like you're saying, like restaurants and just different galleries and all sorts of cool little shops. So that was a huge change to go from that to here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a completely different environment. There's, like, little boardwalk communities for their shops and whatnot. And there's tons of tourists in the summer, but then it, like, goes almost ghost town. It's super quiet and rural outside of that. And outside the word rural, I don't even know what else to say. There's, like, sorghum fields and corn fields. And then there's a beach, and that's pretty much it. There's, like, little shops here and there. To get to, like, a box store, like, a fast food place, you have to drive, like, at least 20 minutes. So it's a quiet little town, and because of the pandemic, we haven't really linked into, like, any galleries or met any other artists besides these cool shop owners. There's a place called James Reliable, and they have some funky stuff and, like, antique-y same things, but outside of those folks, we haven't really linked up with anybody because, you know, we went through all of Karen's medical stuff into the pandemic. So it's been kind of a strange transition for sure. Could have.
Yeah, I had big plans of doing a lot of art therapy up here and working. I was going to, you know, just move my career to a different state. But the cancer kind of interfered with that.
Yeah, so talk about that, because, I mean, obviously you're moving up there to be with your mom, but then you have your own pretty significant issue to deal with. So, like, talk about that, because that happened pretty much, your diagnosis happened pretty much, like, right after you moved up there.
Actually, it was the day that we were scheduled to leave.
Oh, my
gosh. The day before we were scheduled to leave in Savannah, I was diagnosed. You know, also on the heels of the brain stuff that you're familiar with, sort of shifted my view of what's important in life. I think for both of us, like, to sort of grab a hold of what's important to us, because we never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I was making a lot of art in Savannah about that stuff, you know, about what happened to me with the brain aneurysm. And then another diagnosis came, I think, February of 2019, and it was a heart aorta aneurysm, and then we were awaiting test results. We packed our truck, we entered a contract to sell our house, we scheduled everything, and I went to the doctor, and he said, you can't go anywhere. You have to find out if this is cancer, but we have to find out how bad it is.
Mm.
And so, there wasn't anything in our house, so we had, like, another Korean character adventure where we went and bought a blowout mattress and a lamp.
We squatted
in our own house. It wasn't sold yet, so it still belonged to us. It was legit. Don't get me wrong, but it was really weird. Like, we had our computers, you know, and I think the internet was still on. Mm-hmm. So we could, I think we started to watch The Sopranos just to focus on some other darkness than, you know, what the dock we were in. So I think we, like, ate pizza, watched Sopranos, and sat on a blowout mattress for a couple of days while I went through all this testing stuff.
We're not really great gamblers, so we kind of just figured that, like, all of the medical stuff she put in over the years was, like, that was enough, so that the two steps were definitely going to come back, you know, the deal, off alarm.
Oh, I think I remember even saying to you, Rob, that I had some tests, or if it was Actel and Jordan, maybe,
that I'm fine. I was fine with anything serious, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that is so insane. I mean, and that's one of, I mean, I really find you as a person fascinating, Karen, because, you know, when I first met you, it was, you know, it was post all of the stuff that you had with your brain, and that's kind of how I really sort of learned about your work was just coming across some articles that were about that, and then I started running into you a lot over at the at Sulfur Studios in your studio space there, and we just kind of got to talking and all of that, and like you're so chill, like I mean even now like we're talking about this and it's like brain aneurysm and aortic, I mean stuff that I can't even really say because I don't really understand it at all. That, you know, we're thinking about cancer and you're like joking about eating pizza and like watching The Sopranos on a floor, like with a mattress. And I imagine this like one light bulb that's like, you know,
I think that the reason I could be chill about it is art, to be honest. The brain thing, I made all that sort of meditative art. Remember that wall of faces I made?
Mm-hmm.
Meditative. So after I got up here, you know what Artemat is?
Yeah, uh-huh, for sure.
Okay, that originated in my old hometown, Winston-Salem. And so I thought, this is, you know, a time in my life when I should just focus on doing something like this. You know, so I reached out to Artemat and I got some work accepted, and it was, again, a series of these different styles, meditative spaces. They're watercolors on wood. And so I've done that a couple of times with them. And that meditative process kind of got me through the fear. The poor Corey, she's just been working since we got here, basically working all the time to support us. And maybe that's part of what helps her not go crazy, with the fear about what's going on with me. But so, you know, we got this shed that became my studio in my mom's yard, which is great because now I have an excuse to go check in on her all the time. I'm coming to make art, Mom, you know, and I can go out there and make art. And then so I went from that to after the surgery, and I don't have cancer anymore, by the way. I'm very lucky. They took it out surgically. I didn't even have chemo radiation. So, I mean, I know lots of people who go through way worse treatment, and I'm just extremely lucky. So I think that gratitude really helped me stay chill as well about it, and Corey helped me stay chill about it. Yeah, so we came up here to help my mom. We ended up staying with her for a little while, you know, longer, much longer than we planned. And so she helped me, you know, in a way. So that's been interesting, you know, that shifting relationship. And then, you know, I just poured myself into sort of political art because I needed to focus. It was like my own private Sopranos. I painted a lot about the Trump, so that was what I focused on after my surgery, was like using my anger, I think, and fear in a way that could sublimate it, and I just made some crazy art.
I think that's a fascinating story. I wanted to go back to something that you said there about just another Karen and Corey adventure. And I just want to, like, it sounds like that there's things tied to that. The reason why I like to hear that is because, like, I mean, we're talking about heady stuff right now. I mean, even you're like, oh, to make myself feel better, I'm going to do art about Trump. I mean, for me, like, that just seems like, it doesn't seem like the meditative kind of art that I, you know of yours from, you know, from before. So it's, I mean, I think that's kind of interesting, but like, just the, you know, both of you, the way of you looking at this, the circumstances being like an adventure instead of being like, oh, woe is me, you know, kind of self-pity sort of stuff, which I think is, you know, that's really important, I think, for anybody in life. Like, we're all going to have hard times, and it's like the way that we perceive them and deal with them is makes a huge difference on how we experience them.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just about pivoting. I mean, life is going to be whatever it's going to be at any given second, and change is just as fast. We've kind of just surrendered to just always pivoting, and what are we going to do? Like, we don't have a lot of control over literally anything. So, literally, we just, no matter, like, the darkest and scariest of moments, like, we still have fun. And I know that might sound super corny, but, like, I don't know. We've just become, like, unwilling professionals at, like, all of a sudden kind of bad news. You know, medically anyway. So we just kind of pivot. And, yeah,
That's all you got. I mean, there's moments of selfishness for sure. And not for nothing, but COVID and then the uprising just continues for equality is way bigger than cancer in my cancer because mine isn't fatal, right? So to be able to focus on that instead of self-pity, you know, and making art about the work towards equality is about not feeling powerless when you feel powerless between COVID and medical issues and, you know, being at my mom's longer than we planned, which happened actually for, like, a privileged problem is that we got a new house instead of renovating one. That's why it took longer. But we didn't have to build it. We didn't have to change it and flip it and got it like the house we had in Savannah. Someone else did that for us. You know, so when something difficult is happening, like, you can usually find ways of looking at it that make it seem a little sweeter, you know?
For sure. And I'm glad you brought up the new house because I did want to talk about that too, because I know that it was nice for you to be able to be there, Karen, with your mom. And I know, you know, Corey, you fully embraced that as well, but finally and recently, well, relatively recently in sort of the timeline of the story, you did move into a new house. So how was all of that? I mean, that must have felt great considering everything that had been sort of going on over the last, I mean, I know that you're keeping your spirits high during all of these difficult times, but it's nice to not have to keep your spirits high when something awesome happens, like you get to move into a new house.
Yeah, for definite. I mean, we've been like little kid excited and it's super surreal, but it was nice to have something in the positive column of surreal. And we kind of just like, you know, get ready for bed and just kind of lay here, like, we'll take turns being like, this is our house, this is our house. Hey, this is our house, this is our house. Because it just feels so strange because it's like, it feels like we got put on like a hyper-speed train from Savannah and just dropped off here yesterday. Mm-hmm. Even though it feels like forever, it also feels like everything's happened so fast and we just landed. So it's a really sweet spot to land and we're super happy. It's a small little house, but it's like this cool brand new thing that's ours and it's a nice little prize at the end of all of it. Mm. And we're aware that we're super lucky and there's privilege in this and we have massive amounts of gratitude for it. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to kind of unpack some stuff. All of our things have been in storage all this time, so it's like a weird Christmas where we're like gifting ourselves these things. We're like, oh yeah, here's this thing that we love so much. Or, oh my God, this book or this painting, you know? Yeah, and then some of it's like the weird aunt that gave us this didn't want, right? So, oh my God, I can't believe I kept this space to store it. So we're unpacking art like a photograph of Emily Earle, an illustration of Jessica Smith, a painting of Bert John. Like, it's really cool because it's like we have this beautiful community in Savannah and we felt very held by that community whenever anything good or bad happened. And we really valued being a part of that beautiful city. And then having this big, huge life thing happen, and then to be so far away and to be without that community was kind of a strange event to go through without that giant web of just, like, amazing love at Savannah. So it's kind of sweet right now to have this new house and to unpack little pieces, mm-hmm. like a book that Tom Kohler and Susan Earle. It's just really great. Like, there's all these pieces of Savannah that we're, like, putting into our home here. And it's really beautiful. Lots of fond memories.
And that's so cool to hear you talking about that and like I can just hear that sort of emotion and wistfulness in your voice there, Corey, as you're just sort of describing pulling these things out. Because I think that's kind of the way when I had these conversations, like when I interviewed Michael Mahaffey and we were talking before and after the recorded interview and, you know, you came up. You know, both of you came up and we were just sort of talking a little bit about you and like having good feelings about, you know, just kind of talking about you or when I, you know, recently talked to Jennifer Moss, of course, like I mentioned, Karen, about your studio being there and just these little conversations. And we were sort of joking about before we went on the air about how you're still haunting Savannah in some way. And it's kind of cool because Savannah is haunting you a little bit with those,
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, images and memories. Yeah. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a really great city. So it definitely gets under your skin, and we left with nothing but fondness in our hearts. And, you know, it's interesting to move with such strong connections, you know, to not be leaving because we don't feel at home somewhere. We felt at home. Like, we miss our neighbors, you know. We could walk across the street and talk over the fence and our neighbors there. We could walk down the street and see some other friends and their little kids. And we should mention that we also have a Mahaffey painting in the house. it's great to bring such fond memories with us as we start a new life, you know. You'll always be homesick for Savannah, always.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, and I've likened it like this, you know, I've lived in several places, you know, for a long enough time where it becomes sort of a part of you, you know, like you can't, it's always a part of you, that place, you know, whatever the vibe, the feeling, the personality of that place, it becomes a part of like you're never going to be free of it. You know, I mean, I think that's,
yeah.
And I love that, you know, about, I think Savannah is definitely a place like that. I'm curious though, now that, you know, things have settled down and, you know, Karen, you're cancer free and, you now, the two of you have your home. Corey, you mentioned that it's, you know, been kind of hard to keep up with your ink and bots and everything like that because of your hectic work schedule. And Karen, you mentioned that Corey was putting in extra time to help support your family during all of this sort of difficulties and challenges. But now that you're kind of moving into the present, horrible pandemic that forces us to stay inside aside, what plans do you have now in the present? I mean, there hopefully will be within the next few months a certain level of normalization. So, you know, kind of what are you thinking now?
My pivot personally has kind of been to start learning the technical side of things. So coding front end and back end. And it's all just to kind of meld everything together that I'm interested in, which is like design and marketing and all that kind of stuff. So it's still kind of all kind of simmering.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be Space Woman Studio, and that's as far as I know right now. So that's my pivot, is just kind of try to merge my creative and my professional life together. Is my maybe medium-length goal, not so short, not so long, but a nice proper medium-length. Still drawing lots of robots, compulsively, of course. They're just too cool. I can't get them out of my head. And I've got some ideas for art shows and things with robots. But, yeah, I mean, just kind of trying to go with the flow and take some downtime and figure out what it is that really kind of feeds me, what I'm really interested in, and how I'd be really super happy to spend my time, and kind of all circles back to art, always.
Mm.
Yeah. And I guess, I don't know if I'm still simmering with political art at this point, but I've made a lot of art here, and I've been building a website that hasn't been launched yet. So that's on the horizon, and I think my focus right now, you know, I still... Art therapy is difficult because I moved to a new place, was ill, and then the pandemic happened. So I'm sort of at risk now, so I can't go work in an agency. So I don't know where that's going to fit in, but I know that I'm never going to stop making the art, and I feel like I'm sort of being called to writing right now, writing about some of the stuff that we talked about. And I don't know what will happen with that, but we'll see.
Well, it's an incredible journey that the two of you have been on for the last year and a half, and I'm so grateful to both of you for sharing your experiences. Now, I know, Karen, your website isn't up yet, and I know, Corey, that you've got some plans for your business that you're putting together right now, and so that's not quite out there yet. But if there are some folks out there who want to learn a little bit more about you and your work, is there a way that people can find you, whether it be Instagram, websites, anything like that?
So I can be found anything Cavado Art. It's, you know, my first initial and my last name. So CavadoArt.com, I don't think is live right now, but I have a Facebook, Cavado Art, and I have an Instagram. It's mostly art. I think that's it, right?
Yep.
And I'm at Ink and Bones or at Ink and Boss. Instagram's probably that. Yeah, that's it. I don't really have too much going on, but there's some stuff on there. If people want to see some of my nerdy robots, they can check them out.
Oh, I think everybody remembers your nerdy robots and loves them. So I love the nerdy robots.
You're a bit of a nerd.
I'm more than a bit. I will tell you that.
I know.
But this isn't about me. This is about you too. So anyway, Karen Abato, Corey Houlihan, thank you so much, both of you, for checking in on Art on the Air this week.
Thanks so much for having us, Rob. It was great to talk to you as always. Thank you so much, Rob. It's really, really wonderful.
That's all the time we have for this week's episode of Art on the Air with your host, Rob Hessler. Listen every Wednesday for our live show, broadcasting from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on 107.5 FM, Savannah Soundings, and worldwide at WRUU.org. And you can catch past episodes on the WRUU station archives on our website, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. We'll talk to you next week, where we'll have another batch of Art on the Air.